Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got quite a wide range of musical styles on this evening's show. We've got dance bands, sweet bands, jug bands, string bands, and blues bands, so you'll want to adjust your rabbit ears antennas for maximum reception. We're going to make musical trips to Arkansas and the jungle, and we'll celebrate a birthday and a premiere. Last week, on September 16th in 1941, the Arkansas Traveler debuted on CBS Radio. The show starred Bob Burns, who told tales about his kinfolk and pals back in Arkansas. Bob Burns was born Robin Byrne in 1890 in Greenwood, Arkansas, and as a youngster he played cornet and trombone and formed his own string band. One night, using a length of gas pipe, he invented a musical instrument which he called the bazooka and which it seems only he could play. The bazooka was a sort of slide trombone kazoo, and it became so well known that World War II soldiers nicknamed their shoulder-held rocket launchers after it. After becoming a character called Soda Pop on a Los Angeles radio show called The Fun Factory, Burns moved to New York, where he appeared with Paul Whiteman, Rudy Valli, and back in Los Angeles with Bing Crosby. In the 1937 picture Waikiki Wedding, starring Bing and Martha Ray, Burns plays Shad Buggle, and in the following scene, demonstrates his championship hog call.
I hope you won't think I'm bragging, but there just seems to be something about me that a pig can't resist. And I want to tell you where I come from, we've got some pretty snooty pigs. Now you wait a minute. Wow! Wow!
Somebody calling me?
Wow! Pig! Pig!
So here to commemorate the debut of the Arkansas Traveler are some rapidly rotating records about Arkansas, starting off with the Goofus Five. Thank you. Some Arkansas songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut of Bob Burns' CBS radio program, The Arkansas Traveler, on September 16, 1941. We began the show with the unit of the California Ramblers, which recorded for OK under the name of the Goofus Five and Arkansas Blues from April 14, 1927. After Arkansas Blues, it was the same song, identified as just Arkansas on that record, Fred Elizalde and his Hot Music, recording in London on November 3, 1928. Adrian Rollini was in both of those bands, the Goofus Five and Fred Elizalde's band. Rollini was the primary advocate of the Goofus, which looked like a small soprano saxophone, except that the bell was purely for decoration. You held it in the left hand and played a series of push buttons arranged like a piano keyboard. And if that instrument weren't strange enough, in that recording of Arkansas with Fred Elizalde, Rollini plays the bass sax and the hot fountain pen. We return to a more traditional orchestration in the last song of that set, Arkansas Shout. The band was the Bamville Dandies, which on four sides recorded in New York in 1926 with vocalist Sammy Lewis, was credited as Sammy Lewis with his Bamville Syncopators. The cornetist in the band was Edwin Swayze, who went on to play trumpet with Chick Webb and Cab Calloway. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM, 88.7 Avalon. The KISL website has a completely new look and new features. Stop by and take a look at www.kisl.org. Last week, September 16th, marked the birth in 1919 of inventor Marvin Middlemark. In addition to a water-driven potato peeler and a tennis ball rejuvenation machine, Marvin held patents for many consumer electronics inventions, including the familiar V-shaped TV set-top antennas commonly known as rabbit ears. Marvin Middlemark died a millionaire in 1989. So here to commemorate Marvin's invention of rabbit ears are some songs about rabbits, beginning with Jimmy Noone's New Orleans Orchestra.
Run him a solid mile. Ah, the blues jumped a rabbit. Run him a solid mile. Yes, the poor fella lied down and cried like a natural child. Ha ha ha. on the farm. Every Friday on the farm, it's rabbit pie day. So every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
Run, Adolf, run, Adolf, run, run, run. Look what you've been gone done, done, done. We will knock the stuffing out of you. All fat cut scurrying and gobbles too. You lose your place in the sun, sun, sun. Then you poor dog, you'll get none, none, none. You'll soon flop with heaven rip and drop. So run, Adolf, run, Adolf, get out of it.
Some Bunny Rabbit songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate Marvin Middlemark's invention of the rabbit ears television antenna. I told you we were going to have a wide variety of musical styles on this show. We began with Jimmy Noon's New Orleans Band and the blues Jumped a Rabbit, written by Jimmy Noon and sung by Guy Kelly, cornetist in the band. The Blues Jumped a Rabbit was recorded in Chicago on January 15, 1936. Then it was the Walter Family, a string band from Lexington, Kentucky, led by Draper Walter on fiddle, and That's My Rabbit, My Dog Caught It. And we finished up with Jack Hilton and his band and Run Rabbit Run. The vocalists on that September 14, 1939 recording were Arthur Askey and Sid Buckman. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
If you have a particular song or artist that you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, please let me know. You can send requests or comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 18th, marked the birth in 1905 in Stockholm, Sweden, of Greta Lovisa Gustafsson. You know her better as Greta Garbo. She began working at age 14 in a barber shop, then as a department store clerk and as a model. Her first film was Lufar Petter in 1922, and from 1922 to 24, she studied at the Royal Dramatic Theater in Stockholm. Swedish director Moritz Stiller gave her the stage name Greta Garbo, and she appeared in a total of 27 films. Her voice was first heard in the 1930 talking picture Anna Christie, for which she won the first of four Academy Award nominations for Best Actress. It was in 1932's Grand Hotel that she uttered the words to which she would become inextricably linked, and which are parodied in a number of cartoons of the period.
I want to be alone.
Greta Garbo died in New York on April 15, 1990. So here to commemorate Greta Garbo's birthday are some songs about being alone, beginning with Maxine Gray.
Thank you. Weeks plays a melody that has a tango flair, Another Night Alone.
Some songs about being alone to celebrate the birthday of Greta Garbo, born September 18, 1905. We started off with Maxine Gray, backed by Hal Kemp and his orchestra in 1935, and Alone from A Night at the Opera. Alone was composed by Nacio Herb Brown with the lyrics by Arthur Freed. Then it was the International Novelty Orchestra, directed by Nat Schilkrid in 1925, and Irving Berlin's All Alone. And we just heard Anson Weeks and his orchestra and Another Night Alone from a 1932 radio broadcast. Anson Weeks' career spanned more than 40 years. He formed his first band in Oakland, California in 1924, and he gained national recognition in 1931 with his weekly radio program on the Lucky Strike Magic Carpet Show. Among Anson Weeks' many songwriting credits are I'm Sorry Dear, That Same Old Dream, and We'll Get a Bang Out of Life. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon and KISL.org, and available 24/7 on demand at www.radiofreeworld.com. This past week, on September 19th in 1935, the serial drama Just Plain Bill was first heard on CBS Radio. It was the real-life story of people just like people we all know. The 15-minute show was heard Monday through Friday at 7:15 p.m. and was all about just plain Bill Davidson and his daughter Nancy, who lived in just plain Hartville. Since Bill was the town barber, everyone came to him with their problems, and Bill helped straighten things out. Usually on such shows, the theme music was played on an organ. But on Just Plain Bill, Hal Brown played harmonica and whistled Darling Nelly Gray, the opening theme, and Polly Wolly Doodle, the closing theme. The show was created by Frank and Ann Hummert, who also came up with Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, Little Orphan Annie, Amanda of Honeymoon Hill, Front Page Farrell, John's Other Wife, Mr. Chameleon, Our Gal Sunday, and many other radio dramas. Between CBS and later NBC, Just Plain Bill was on the air for 20 years, and sponsors included Anison, Clapp's Baby Food, and Bisodol Shaving Cream. So here to commemorate Just Plain Bill are some songs about some other Bills, starting off with J.D. Farley.
Was a Texas lad, and he could rope, he bet. He said the brood he couldn't tie, he never met his match. The boy knew of an old black steer, was a kind of an old outlaw that run down in the bushes, boys down in a mouth a draw. Boys bet Bill 2-1, he couldn't quite get there. Bill led out with his wraps and shaps, his boots and spurs were all prepared to tackle that old black steer that run down in a draw. He stood his ground, did cowboy everywhere. Bill began to whimper when he seen old Blackie Paul, but he hushed his tail up in the air, went drifting down a draw. He flew at him that he'd been eating corn. Bill tossed a little gay rope around old Bracky's horn. That old gray horsey stopped right still and cinches broke like straw. Billy and his shamstack tree went drifting down a draw. Got up and paid his debts without a bit of jaw. Bill says he guess old Black is a boss that runs down in a draw.
When he walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Bill took himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big fat Bill is Sweet William now.
the people call him Willie Dear. He was stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a brown-skinned Delilah came and bobbed his hair. Big Fat Bill don't fight anymore. Washes dishes and he mops the floor. And what's more, he used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's got to see his mama every night. Cause Big Fat Bill is Sweet William now. When Bill was in his prime, he sure was one bad boy. A great big 44, that was his favorite toy. He had a deep bass voice, I never will forget. But now he sings a soprano in a church quartet. He weighed 200 pounds and was as hard as nails. He specialized in shooting cops and breaking jails. But let me tell you, brother, something must be wrong when the darkie puts his dice away to play mahjong. That you heard about, but that asbestos mama put his fire out. And Big Fat Bill is Sweet, Sweet William now.
Buying Casey Jones coming over the hill. The engine was a-puffin' and the boilers was hot, while the coons on bones on the turkey trot. The railroad run alongside the bank, Casey crawled out from behind the tank. Bill says to Casey, you're a racing man, get up your steam and go as fast as you can. Now Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, Casey and Bill, all full of glee, Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, trying to break the record of Robert E. Lee. Now down the river about a mile below was the bridge where they had to go. The boat was running about neck and neck. When they reached this bridge, it was going to be a wreck. So Casey reached up, the whistle he blew, the drawbridge opened for to let him through. The boat come together and they both must die, because the race was over and it was a tie. Now Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, Casey and Bill, all full of glee, Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, trying to break the record of Robert E. Lee. Was a shame, was no one that knew their name. When the wife got the message, the husband was dead. They both raised the river with the Tennessee shed. The little kids didn't seem to bother when someone told them that they lost their father. One said to the other, don't cry and fret, we don't need no daddy more to suffer it yet. Now Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, Casey and Bill, all full of glee, Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, trying to break the record of Robert E. Lee. And when they died, no one knows. Up to heaven is where they wanted to go. But St. Peter says, boy, you must relate something good that you've done to put you through this gate. Bill says, I know, at one time, we gave 20 cents to a man who was blind. St. Peter says, you know, that don't go, Bill, so you can take the 20 cents and go to Jeffersonville. Now, Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, Casey and Bill, all full of glee, Casey and Bill, down the Mississippi, trying to bring the record of Robert E. Lee.
Some songs about some bills to commemorate the debut on September 19, 1935 on CBS Radio of Just Plain Bill. We began with J.D. Farley, his vocal and his guitar, and Bill Was a Texas Lad, recorded in San Antonio, Texas by Victor on July 29, 1929. Then we heard Miss Isabel Patricola with the Ambassadors in 1924 and Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. And we just heard Earl MacDonald's original Louisville Jug Band and Casey Bill. Last week, September 20th, marked the birth in 1878 in Baltimore, Maryland, of author Upton Sinclair. His most famous book, The Jungle, was published in 1906 and was an exposé of the meatpacking industry in general and revealed unsanitary conditions in Chicago's stockyards in particular. No publisher would touch the book, so Sinclair published it himself, and The Jungle became a bestseller, won its author fame and fortune, and resulted in the implementation of the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906. Upton Sinclair died on November 25th, 1968. So here to commemorate The Jungle are some songs about the jungle, starting off with Ted Lewis.
Thank you.
Some jungle songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate Upton Sinclair's most famous book, The Jungle, published in 1906. We started off with Jelly Roll Morton's composition, Jungle Blues, performed by Ted Lewis and his band on July 16, 1928. Earlier we heard Alone, written by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. Well, there was another Brown-Freed collaboration, Chant of the Jungle, performed by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, with the vocal by Frank Munn, and recorded on Halloween, 1929. And we just heard Tiny Parham and his musicians, and Jungle Crawl, recorded in Chicago on July 22, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.